I gotta tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required, and now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look. I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 Video Smart Lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Middle car!
Hey, weekend hapes!
Happy Saturday!
Ow!
We thought we would do a special Saturday mailbag.
Not a bad idea, guy. Not a bad idea at all.
Little bonus content for the weekend. So, you know, you can listen to this. You might be doing that. You might be watching it on the YouTube channel. We're just doing a little extra, John. That's what we do. A little extra.
I think buddy and fellow coworker, partner that helps, who's helped Colin out for years, for a decade, said that, like, moving some stuff around with the podcast, and people were like, why are we going to do, like, the Saturday podcast doesn't make any sense. And they're like, you know that Colin's Saturday podcast does enormous numbers. And why? Think how often you just have a couple hours where you have nothing to listen to, that maybe you're doing stuff. People run errands. People go on walks. People do things that the podcast market, and just in general, the audio market, I feel, is underserved on Saturday. Because Sunday, probably not a big podcast day, but Saturday.
Church. Saturday's for God. Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think most of them, the churches are shut down, according to Twitter.
I meant football.
Yeah.
Church. You were thinking of the traditional definition of church. I meant for the NFL. The $7-8 billion TV contracts they did on Friday before COB.
Yeah. I've been in church not in a long time.
Well, church, traditional church. NFL church you've been to many times.
Yes, NFL church. Yeah, that is my church.
All right, let's do some mailbag here, John.
Let's do it.
Where should we begin? Let's see. Here we go. And it's as simple as this, everybody. Just go to the iTunes page, leave us a question in your review, make it 5 stars, and that question is how you leave us a mailbag question. It's doing it on the iTunes review.
Do it. Now.
First up, Kyle Juszczyk question. Hey, guys, love the podcast. I'm wondering why there's been no talk about the Niners possibly using the franchise tag on Juice. If he is listed as a fullback, wouldn't that make his tag number less than that of a ball-carrying running back? Friend of the show, Kyle Juszczyk.
Yes. My first reaction is the reason you don't tag a lot of random positions, and the irony is the Niners, remember, tagged a kicker, was it 2 years ago?
Yes,
But that was a unique situation that their team wasn't that good at the time, and they didn't want to lose the kicker, who desperately would not have resigned, right, if they had not tagged him. He wanted to leave. He wanted to go home to Chicago.
Irony is they signed him again after, so...
I know, but right? definitely at the time he was like, I'm not coming back, let me go. And it was like, hold on. No.
I was like, wait, what is going on?
Yeah, it was a bizarre situation. Very, very bizarre. I think the problem why you can't tag Juice, who it's pretty well reported now that they really want him back, right? That they will work with him to try to get him back. Kyle, I think, is probably his biggest fan in the league. You don't want to tie up that money, you know? Because ideally, even if you give them the same amount of money, the way you structure a contract, if you give them the 3-year, $15 million deal, right, you would structure it to where you got some wiggle room. And the moment you tag them, no fullback's ever been tagged. But if you did, you know, $4 or $5 million, that money is immediately just held up in their salary cap, you know, space. With a kicker, remember, it was like $3 million bucks or whatever it was. It was, and they had money at the time.
The other thing, I think Barrows actually wrote about this, so I'll give him credit. There's not a fullback tag, so you'd have to tag him like a running back.
Wow, so he gets
he'd get $11 million.
What Jimmy Graham always wanted.
Yes, what Jimmy Graham always wanted, to be categorized as a receiver.
How fast do you think Kyle Juszczyk, if they tagged him $11 million, would sign that tag? Before the end of the day?
Yeah. Before we could get him on the podcast.
Do you think he would, honest to God, you know, the DocuSign, would it be signed in 10 minutes? $11 million guaranteed?
In a heartbeat.
I wouldn't blame him. Yeah. I didn't know. That's good. Good Barrows knowledge. See, it was his birthday the other day.
Loophole. I saw that on Twitter. Yeah. Happy birthday, yeah. Barrows. Thanks for all your coverage and content. All right. Next up on the mailbag. Oh, you know what? Sorry. Hold on. That question was, that was from Scott Gilbert.
I see, Scotty.
Somebody using their full name on the internet. That's a rarity.
Yeah.
What a unicorn. All right. This is from Jay Shelby. Another full name on the internet. Ah, Jay. Might as well put your social security number out there. It says, 5-star pod in draft talk. Hey, fellas, longtime listener, first-time commenter. Do you think Shanahan and Lynch would draft Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida, if he fell to number 12? I know the Niners have greater needs at quarterback, O-line, and cornerback, but let's say the top QBs are gone, as well as the cornerback, Surtain and Farley. Niners would need to run more 12 personnel and have a lineup of Kittle, Pitts, Debo, Ayuk. A matchup problem for defensive coordinators, I know. Always enjoy your draft conversations. Looking forward to future draft talks such as Niners and Raiders first-round prospect wish lists and dream scenarios. Keep up the good work. Promo code HAM. My immediate answer to this would be yes.
I know you, the Haberman, the media in you, the media man in you, loves Kyle Pitts at 12. That's and listen, true. For our business, it would be very, very cool. It is not the right football decision. Under no circumstances, if you were in the Kyle Pitts market, that would mean you're cool with the quarterback. You just at 12, you draft an offensive or a defensive lineman. Bottom line, period, end of story. And I think you draft an offensive lineman. You know, it sucks.
Because you're not going to re-sign Trent Williams, yeah.
But not even that. I just think that the 49ers, if they're not going to draft quarterback, you draft a lineman. And it sucks. And Haberman has nightmares thinking about a guard at 12. But
I'm thinking about our live YouTube show. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the live YouTube show where it's like, here we go, Niners are on the clock.
Well, for example, you would have hated Tristan Wirfs, and so would I. Then when he's an all-pro.
But I've acknowledged that you should not let draft-watching guy dictate your picks.
Yeah. You agree, though, if they are non-quarterback and just rolling with Jimmy and Dalton, that you cannot take Kyle Pitts if there is an equal offensive lineman on the board. You have the highest paid tight end in the league.
Yeah. No, I think their pick.
And you just drafted Brandon Ayuk in the first round. So you got a tight end who makes a ton of money and a first round wide receiver on top of a second round wide receiver.
Yeah, I think if their pick is not quarterback and one of the two top left tackles is there, that's who they draft. And it's not going to be Penei Sewell.
Now, I actually care about team building, Middlecoff. Fuck yeah, draft Kyle Pitts or Jalen Waddle or any of those sweet players that I can talk a lot about, right? Yes. Najee Harris?
This guy won't even be there. I don't think
Najee Harris
Pitts will be there at 12. No, Najee will be there.
You can't probably take Najee Harris at 12, but
I mean, you could.
If you told me Najee Harris on the team, you could. Would you take him mid-second round?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be there in the mid-second round, though. No, I think he's going to be. I think someone's going to take him at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
Gruden.
I'd rather take Kyle Pitts than a corner. I think I'm not into taking corners high.
Would you, I agree with you. Yeah, yeah. Are we going with Surtain or Surtain? Is it Surtain?
Well, it's whatever his dad was called. It's the son of the guy that played in the league.
It's spelled Surtain, and then I hear everyone say Surtain.
I thought it was Patrick Surtain. Is that Patrick Surtain? I don't know.
But it's a good name. It's a great cornerback name. It'd be like an awful quarterback name. It's a fantastic cornerback name.
When's the last time a Bama defensive player that was drafted high wasn't pretty good? Feels like he's had a pretty good run Ruben of like Foster. All the D linemen. But he was good. He just was a disaster. All those defensive linemen like Jonathan Allen's good for the Redskins or the Washington football team. Quinnen Williams. I actually think I read like a quote that said, Quinnen Williams, I don't want to get traded. I don't know if that's gone perfectly, but I do think he's pretty talented. I'd take Quinnen Williams if I was the Niners. I'm sure the Raiders would want him.
Alabama draft picks. Anfernee Jennings of the Patriots. This
never heard of him.
Third rounder. Sorry, I'll go higher.
Yeah, I'm talking first rounders.
Jedrick Willis. That works.
Yeah.
Jonah Williams.
Good
Quinn
player.
Williams. Josh Jacobs. Sorry, I got it.
Was Jonah Williams Cincinnati?
Yeah. Offensive tackle.
I think he got hurt like in training camp and missed the entire season last year, if memory serves me correct. They actually could have.
Red was like sneaky. The Patriots have like three guys coming back off of like opt outs.
I saw that tweet today. Like they're all coming back.
It's like a college team with a bunch of returning.
What if Jonah Williams comes back and they draft Penei Sewell and then boom, all of a sudden their offensive line is way sweeter.
Not Jonah Williams. Wait, who are you talking about? The Bengals?
Bengals. Yes. Jonah Williams comes back off injury. Joe Burrow comes back off injury. Like you draft Penei Sewell, and all of a sudden you're like, we got two sweet tackles. Kind of like Darnold. You're like, we just drafted Becton. This is where offensive linemen talk. You have to use it in relation to the quarterback, right? It's like his right-hand guy. You can't just be like, we drafted a guard. We drafted a guard to protect Andrew Luck.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, that's why.
We drafted Jonah Williams or Luck.
Re-signing Trent Williams sounds bad until you're like, we re-signed Trent Williams to protect Justin Fields. You're like, oh, could use some money.
That's how you have to use it. You can't just put them on an island by themselves. Like, we just signed a $10 million guard. We signed him to protect the asset.
That's right. Yep. It's like, I just shaved my chest. For my hot girlfriend. It's like, oh, okay. Seems like a reasonable thing to do.
You know, actually, in my experience, girls, ladies, women in their 30s and older prefer the chest to not get shaven.
There's a fine line. Like, this is a little much.
but you have an excess amount of hair.
Yeah. You know? Well, I know. You're saying you don't want, like, baby smooth. That's a little weird.
I actually don't have that much hair on my body. So it's just, I just let it rock now.
Manscaped.com/...
I think it was promo code. No free ads. Sam.
Yep. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Daron Payne, Rashawn Evans, Calvin Ridley.
They're producing players. Last time I checked. Pretty good program.
O.J. Howard, Jonathan Allen, Marlon Humphrey, Ruben. Oh, look, here's 2016 when they only had one first rounder. Ryan Kelly. And redraft that. Derrick Henry goes in the first round. All right. Next mailbag question. This one says, Juice interview was awesome. I love the show. But this mailbag question asked, question, can we get Elias on here? I need some mortal locks from him. Elias is for the OGs, you know?
Yes, he is. Yes,
Elias
he is.
Elias hasn't been on the podcast in a while, so I don't know.
Maybe no, he hasn't.
Maybe we can find a way to... Bam!
Elias!
Hiya, how are you guys?
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
What's going on? How's business?
Business is good.
Corona didn't bankrupt you?
No, not yet.
Are you in the store? Can you show us the store?
Yes.
Sherman Market. There's Elias. How often do people ask you, Elias, when you're going to be giving your picks on the radio?
Well, sometimes they ask, but people are losing money, so they don't they don't have money to waste on.
So no. You're on our podcast now.
Ah, good.
Do you have a pick for us? What do you got? You got any locks?
Yes, I do, actually. Actually, three of them today. That's a good one. I like Indiana Pacers +3.
Who are they playing?
Celtics are in shambles. Yeah, Celtics are in shambles. I like that pick.
The Celtics. I like the Thunder +3 against Atlanta.
Okay.
And I like the Warriors -5.5. Of course, we have to pick the Warriors as our team.
Who are the Warriors playing, Elias? I honestly didn't know they were playing tonight.
Playing the Hornets.
Oh, the Hornets. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
How did you do gambling during football season? You have a good year? Or?
Actually, I did very good on the Super Bowl, but I screwed up the second half. I was, I booked few books for people, so I took their bets, but I was able to make more money if I thought about it in the second half. But I was stupid. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you think about your Steelers?
The over-under was like 57, and they scored like 27, and the second half was like, I think like 30 over-under, something like that. So I had no way of losing, but I didn't think about it. I was busy watching the games.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's hard to blame you. What about what do you think of the Roethlisberger situation?
What's with him now?
Well, the just your overall take on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Should,
and cool with where they're at?
Back?
Is he coming back or not?
Do you want him back? I said.
Not really. No, that's enough, you know. Let's move on. Tom Brady is taking over the whole thing.
Do you guys still sell a lot of cigarettes in 2021?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Could you show me what a top seller is? I'm fascinated by the cigarette market. That's a big one, Marlboros. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to click the Not For Kids YouTube button on this one. What's the best-selling item in the whole store, you think?
Best-selling beer.
Beer. Of course. Yes. What am I thinking? Coors Light or Bud Light? What do more people buy?
Yes. Somebody's Coors Light? No. White Claw, no. People are not buying...
White Claw, yeah. Number one seller in California.
White Claw neighborhood here.
Sherman Market. Go see Elias. Go say hi to
Good to see you, Elias. Glad you're still doing well. Good
to
be seen.
Thank you, guys.
Good picks.
Thank you.
Good luck in your picks.
See ya.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye,
see
Elias.
You, bye. Bye, see guys.
There he goes, John. Elias from Sherman Market.
You never know who's watching. You know, he's following the rules. See,
yeah, that's a good point. San Francisco, city of San Francisco, keep an eye on him. So, for people that don't know, he runs a liquor store near. He used to come when we had a radio show on the radio show every week, give us his picks. People, every once in a while, you'll know an OG listener when they say like, "What's up with Elias? Where's Elias?" He just owns that store, owns a couple other stores, has some real estate investments. He drives a blacked out Jeep Wrangler.
I thought he had a Jaguar.
No Jaguar. Blacked out.
He never had an. I thought he had a nice luxury car back when we were driving. I thought that was the case.
Maybe he was buying one for his wife. Maybe.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, happy wife, happy life. Didn't
he say
that on
said,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you had to be careful back in. We don't have any rules here, but back then you just never quite knew he could come with a curveball.
Yeah, in a pro. That's right. I forgot he would tell us a joke on every.
Yeah, he'd tell us a joke. You know.
Should have asked him for his joke.
We should have. I mean, because he could say whatever he wants.
Good memory.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties. And We are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Next mailbag question comes from Bruh Moment 02. Says, keep churning out the great work. Two questions, one quick, one a bit longer. Number one, any chance you guys would increase the number of shows per week? Number two, how do people inside an organization determine if it was a successful draft? Would the 2018 draft for the Niners be considered a success? Fred Warner in the third or a failure? Pettis in the second. Does one superstar like Kittle make the 2017 draft a success, even though the rest of us thought the class was terrible? So question number one, I guess we already answered question number one. This is our fourth pod of the week. So yeah, any chance we would increase? I'd say the chance is good. We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Whether that's open ending, who knows? But appreciate you liking the content, Bruh Moment 02. How about number two? How do you grade your own draft?
You know, I don't think there is a definite answer, because you could argue if you hit on one. I texted to a couple of buddies the other day. I stumbled upon the 2011 Eagles draft, and it was Danny Watkins. Mm, it was this guy named Dwayne Jarrett. It was all these really crappy players. I mean, Alex Henry, the kicker who replaced Akers, who was a bust in training camp, who was not quite as bad as the Florida State kid that went to Tampa. Remember, that was like, oh my God, he can't make a kick. But it was close. Remember that guy? The Florida State kicker who got drafted in like the second or third round by the Bucs. Second, Aguayo, yeah, I think
Aguayo,
his name was.
Aguayo, good call.
Yeah. Like Bears. He just, it was over before it even started. But Jason Kelce, who's, you know, one of the great offensive linemen for Eagles history, was in that draft in the sixth round. I think if you hit on a stalwart star player who is like one of the faces of your franchise, it doesn't make a draft a failure if it's just one player. I think ideally, if you have eight picks, I think the way you judge a good draft is you get one impact player and multiple starters and another guy that makes your team. So probably 50% of the guys make your team. Maybe, you know, one of them is a star, like a Kittle, a Pro Bowl level guy.
Yeah.
Then others are just like solid members of a team, and your team is good, right? Because if you just get starters and you're a playoff team, that's a good thing.
Well, I would say
not all starters are equal, right?
Not all starters are equal, but they can become equal depending on what round you got them in. Like the Kittle draft where you took Solomon Thomas and Reuben Foster. Say what you want about Akello Witherspoon. He's played in as many games as Solomon Thomas did. C.J. Beathard, okay. Trent Taylor's played in 40-plus games. D.J. Jones, who's played a ton for you, was a sixth-round pick. So 18, the Fred Warner draft, McGlinchey. Again, right now doesn't look like a great pick, but he started all your games at right tackle. Pettis
was Kittle. Was Kittle their first draft? Was that 2017, their first draft?
Yeah, because DeForest was not their pick.
Yeah, right? Okay. Well, here's where you also have to factor in. You get credit for undrafted free agents, right? Like Matt Breda, who played a lot on their Super Bowl team. Yep. You know, so you get, and that's one thing I don't think we do, but you get credit. Like I remember a big part of what made Adam Peters like a national name was he got Elway gave him all the credit for CJ Anderson, who was their starting running back as an undrafted free agent for the Denver Broncos. Like, the organization gets credit when undrafted free agents make the team.
How about when you draft
that class?
How about when you draft DJ Reed in the fifth round, but then let him have a bunch of success on the Seahawks? It's a good pick, though.
Yeah, see, that one I'm always – is that one of like – listen, I liked him. Kyle didn't. I don't know why.
Marcel Harris, they took in the sixth round that year. Richie James, there was a seventh-round pick. So
Richie James, pretty good seventh-round pick, right?
How about Dre Greenlaw as a fifth-rounder? Feels like that one gets underrated.
What draft was that? 19?
That was the Bosa draft, yeah.
They had a pretty good draft.
Bosa, Debo, Jalen Hurd, who knows? Wisnowski, Greenlaw, Justin School.
Who filled in, remember? I mean, yeah. He already kind of earned
games.
His.
A six-round guard has played in 30 – or six-round offensive lineman has played in 30 games in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think you could ask. That was a pretty good draft. But here's the difference. The Bosa draft, what happened? They drafted second in every round, right?
Yeah.
It's I always say, because people shit on Snyder, Belichick. Well, when you do draft 28th or 30th or 32nd every single round for five straight years, remember that Balky became a product of that. It was like, Balky's a genius. It was like Anthony Davis, Upati, Bowman. It's like, well, they had gone five wins the year before and were drafting seventh in every round. And then It was like, oh, he's missing all these picks. Well, it's like they're going to the NFC Championship every year.
Right.
No one ever brings that up.
No,
right?
He nailed Anthony Davis at 11, Alden Smith at 7, but not A.J. Jenkins at 30.
Yeah, but you notice all second rounds, well, they got this guy in the second round. Well, yeah, they won one game the year before. We won 10 and won a playoff game.
Next up, podcast, did we do this one? Yeah, that's Kyle Pitts. Oh, how about this, John? Way too much golf. This is a 2-star from Banana Fiend. They talk too much golf. They think because they love golf, other people like it too.
That's true.
Not as many people love talking golf as love talking football. I mean, that's true. But a lot of people love talking golf, but we'll try and Banana Fiend will.
Well, one thing we're just trying to get you to do is, like me, I have $50 on Koepka. If he wins, I win $1,000. Do you know what's fun? Talking about where you can turn $50 into $1,000 in a 4-day stretch.
Most of our golf talk is about DraftKings or gambling on it. That's true.
Yeah, we're not breaking down the putting stance of Webb Simpson here.
How about the explosion of the hips? You know, the young players coming up. Something.
Do you see Finau's backswing is not cutting it for me, guy?
This from B-Raw. B-Raw says, Pittsburgh wankers. This is about the Steelers. Ben is a cool dude. Ben is the cool dude in the Camaro that peaked in high school, Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers are the cheerleader with a 4.0 who thought Ben was a family provider. Now they hate each other, but are keeping up appearances for the kids, the fans. He hangs out with the boys drinking beer, avoiding the family. She, the Steelers, pops Quaaludes telling herself it'll be good again until the Steelers realize they can make it without the 40-year-old high school Letterman jacket-wearing quarterback. It's going to be famine in Steel City.
Here'd be my pushback on the Quaaludes comment. For a year, Ben went away. Ben just disappeared. He was no longer hanging around. And she got to kind of date other people. They had, I'm pretty sure, the worst passing offense in the league 2 years ago when Duck and Mason manned the ship. Remember that? And then what did they do? They kind of doubled back down. They gave him a little bit money, and he came back. I think everyone's shitting on Ben, and listen, he's old, and you know, maybe he's drama queen, whatever. I think now we've jumped the shark to where people are acting like he's some just scrub. He was, even when he was playing terribly, he's not that bad. He's getting talked about like he's way worse than he actually is. If I was him right now, I'd be a little offended.
He's building his Tom Brady, you know, the thing that Tom Brady put out after they won the Super Bowl of like all the people talking about him, and it was a video.
Yeah.
He's getting talked about as if they've got to get rid of him with no other options. When the reality is, if you can upgrade, you should upgrade. But let's not act like you can just go get Sam Darnold and you're a better football team all of a sudden.
Well, who would you say is, like, of all the starting quarterbacks, the worst guy you saw last year? You just watch and be like, God.
You mean like of all the solid starting quarterbacks?
I'm just saying the guys that like were going into the season going to be the starters, not like, you know, CJ Mullins or some of those type guys.
CJ Mullins.
All right.
It's a combination of your worst nightmares. I thought Breeze. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. I thought
It's an unfair question to ask you.
No. Let's just talk it through. Breeze, Rivers at time looked terrible. At time looked good. Goff.
Even the guys you're listing are way better than the guy I'm thinking about.
Daniel Jones.
You're getting closer, right? Carson? Region. Keep working your way
Darnold?
Up. No, keep going up toward Canada. North.
Who
from New York?
I'm blanking.
Cam Newton.
Cam did look bad, yeah.
Well, Cam was awful, right? So I think Ben, in a weird way, like all those other guys, like you can still function with a Goff, or Rivers would have his moments, but then he'd have a good moment. Cam was horrendous. And I think Roethlisberger, like no way the Patriots are bringing Cam back. That is how people are talking about Roethlisberger. Like, oh, just get rid. Like, it's an easy one for the Patriots. Like, yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, the difference with him, right, is his career at one point in time had been based on him being a different type of player. Ben has been based on being this type of player, stationary player the whole time.
He could move a little bit. He could move better when he was younger.
I do think Cam, and you and I talked a lot about, like, I felt like we were seeing Cam differently than some people were seeing him. I wouldn't think it's crazy for him to be better this year than he was last year, especially if he's back on the Patriots. I would expect I'll buy a little bit of low Cam stock if he is back on the Patriots next year.
He had been banged up, Corona, this team sucks.
His team was who he's throwing to. I mean, so
I think there's a better chance that Cam's out of the league this season than good.
I don't think he'll be out of the league. I think he'll be back in New England.
If Russell stays in Seattle, their backup quarterback for like $800,000.
What about, with New Orleans? But again, like we're talking about, New Orleans was unique because it's like, where was he going to be a starting quarterback?
Yeah, to me, it's more of a team that's wants a Baltimore, a backup quarterback, because he can run.
I could see him back in New England if Garoppolo's not the Patriots quarterback.
Just for like run it back, same thing, like $1 million or whatever.
Just feel like we'll be better. We'll add some players. We can win 9 games and go to the playoffs.
Although they went 7-9, and he couldn't have been any worse.
I know,
right?
But 9 might not get you the playoffs in the AFC.
Probably not.
Bill, I mean, it would be a Picasso by Bill.
Does think Bill likes him, right?
He likes Bill. He's talking about like
another friend.
Bill this week
feels like they're better friends than Brady and him are now. It's kind of weird.
Well, they're both very, they're both just like unique in their own ways. Sure, they appreciate, just kind of the Lone Ranger style that each of them has. So, I don't know. I think that's all the mailbag questions I had for today. Yeah, send us some more.
I like it.
Have a great weekend. We wanted to keep this quick and tight and neatly packaged.
Yeah, enjoy the sun.
Enjoy the sun, everybody.
Watch out you see coyotes are coming into town. Keep your eye on a coyote.
Coming into what town? This town?
Well, they're just all over the place, yeah. Biting people. I saw
fires, the hills, displacement?
Lafayette. No, they're just, the ecosystem's a little off, so they bit a dude the other day in Lafayette.
Okay.
Yeah.
They heard there's some housing, people have left the state, the wolves are like, oh, we'll buy low on California.
Yeah, they're back. Coyotes
they gave us a one-way bus ticket from New York. I'm just a wolf here looking for a place. Jeez. All right, we'll see what happens in golf.
Yeah.
Any weekend predictions for...
I got money on Koepka, so just I wouldn't mind Koepka making a run here. Concession.
You feel pretty good about Koepka saying that when they asked him about shooting 35 on the front nine on Thursday, he was like, yeah, well, I hadn't seen it yet. That's why I was better on the back nine, 32.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. I don't think he's lying.
Could Finau win this thing?
In theory, yes, but he never wins. I got him finishing second.
Sorry,
and making $1.7 million.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you.